10,000!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast starts right now.
Bust out 3-1-2-3, bust!
This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast.
Hello and welcome into this edition of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at BucksMinuteCast. Well, welcome into this Monday edition of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. So in news around your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Will Golston says the Bucs need to use the way they prepare for and played the Seahawks game as a model for the rest of the season, saying the Bucs now have 7 straight playoff games. Again, they lost a lot of ground earlier in the season by some, you know, kind of rough games, you know, a couple of them that they should have won that they ultimately lost. The game against the Panthers comes to mind. But in any event, the Buccaneers, these are mostly must-win games going forward here. If this Bucs team wants any chance of going far in the playoffs or making a push for the Super Bowl, they've got to win these games. Will Golston on the impact of Akeem Hicks, that's a big man right there, and he holds up a lot of blockers. And if you try to block him one-on-one, he is going to be able to get off and make the play, opens for the back end and other defensive linemen. So just some news going on around your Buccaneers. The big news for me today is the Bucs get back one of their running backs in Giovanni Bernard. As we know, we have Rashad White, Leonard Fournette, and Keyshawn Vaughn. And Giovanni Bernard is one of the guys that I'm excited to have come back. He is a dynamic runner. It just seems like he is often bit by the injury bug. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have designated veteran running back Giovanni Bernard to return from the injured reserve, which means he could be back in action as soon as Sunday's game in Cleveland, writes TampaBayBuccaneers.com. Bernard was placed on injured reserve on September 21st after he sustained an ankle injury in the Buccaneers' Week 2 win at New Orleans. He was required to miss at least 4 games before being eligible to return and has already been out 9 weeks. The Bucs now have a 3-week window in which Bernard can practice with the team without counting against the 53-man roster limit, and he can be activated at any point during that time. So one of the things that was talked about was the Bucs running game and how it hasn't been that great this year. Can Giovanni Bernard be that catalyst that helps get that run game going? Bernard played exclusively on special teams during the first 2 games of the season before his injury. In 21, his first season with the Bucs, he logged 8 carries for 58 yards and caught 23 passes for 123 yards and 3 touchdowns. Bernard, 5'9", 205, signed with the Bucs in May of 21 after 8 seasons with the Bengals. Then he re-signed to a 1-year deal this past offseason. In his 8 seasons with the Bengals, he ran 921 times for 3,697 and 22 touchdowns and caught 342 passes for another 2,867. And 11 scores. He ranked 3rd among all NFL running backs in receptions during that span.
It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use promo code MINUTECAST for free shipping and 20% off. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from the face to the balls just in time for the mistletoe season. The Platinum Package has each product for the best-selling Performance Package Plus Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo Plus Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from the Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use promo code MINUTECAST. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Again, the Bucs run game has not been going that well this season. So if they can get that infusion speed and a guy that can run the football well, Leonard Fournette has done an okay job this year. Rashad White has done a good job for the Bucs this season. Keyshawn Vaughn has not seen a lot of playing opportunity out there. But, you know, if we can gauge how he played last year, I think they have a good running back in Keyshawn Vaughn as well. So adding Gio Bernard to the mix seems to make sense, especially since, you know, we're getting later in the season here and the Bucs are trying to make a solid push for the playoffs. Again, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but this is the last season, ostensibly, with Tom Brady as the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We don't know who is going to be the QB going forward next year. There's a lot of uncertainty. Is it going to be Trask? Is it going to be Gabbert? So the Bucs do not want to squander the remainder of this season with Tom Brady at the helm, with guys that just are not living up to their potential. In the other podcast that I host called the Bucs Report Podcast, I spoke with Rob Motti, of the AP. He's their head writer. And one of the things he said, and I agree with, is that the Bucs plays, their run game has become predictable. How they play, their offense has become predictable. I think they really need to shake things up. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you do see changes in the offseason. You know, it's been spoke of all season about Byron Leftwich, and as you know, what happened with Byron Leftwich? He seemed to have this team dialed in so well for such a long period of time. What happened with him? You know, so I do think you're going to see some changes in the offseason. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers find a way to get into the playoffs and say they make a deep run, or say they, you know, say something strange happens and they do win the Super Bowl this year, then maybe his job is saved. But anything short of that, I think that Byron Leftwich's, career for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers might be numbered. I guess it remains to be seen. But, you know, there's just been a lot of inconsistency on this team this year. I know that there's been a myriad of injuries out there, and those have impacted this team. You know, this all kind of stems from the Ryan Jensen injury, kind of that fluke injury that he faced. And then it kind of just, you know, set this negative momentum towards the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Everything was positive before that, and that this team is stacked, you know, Russell Gage and all these different players that they picked up in the offseason. And then ultimately what happened is that the injuries started to stack up, and those players that they picked up in the offseason haven't lived up to potential. You take a look at Kyle Rudolph, for example. He has not lived up to potential. So a lot of these guys that the Bucs were all in on have not lived up to the hype of who they should be. I do think you're going to see a lot of changes as far as players are concerned. I think that if Tom Brady is no longer the quarterback of this team, which all signs are pointing to that,
that you're going to see, you know, probably a lot of change with the, you know, the lineup, the players that want to stay here. A lot of guys that are playing on this current roster are playing here because Tom Brady's the QB. He is the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time. But if you subtract him from the equation, it's going to be interesting to see who still wants to be a Buck. I guess a lot could be said, you know, a lot of speculation who the new QB is going to be. Say they swing for the fences and they get a big name quarterback, whoever that may be. Say they draft a quarterback, a big name quarterback, whoever that may be. I think that could change the outcome of everything. But as it stands right now, the Bucs want to keep going in a pop forward direction. They want positivity. They want to see, you know, what they did in Munich continue to go forward. That was a statement win by this Bucs team. Make no mistake about it. They were playing a Seahawks team that was in first place. A big win. I do not want to minimize it. I'm going to concentrate on the positive, but I'm kind of widening the lens here, and I'm wiping the Vaseline off the lens, and I'm trying to see things as clearly as I possibly can. I do think that things are going in the right direction. And, you know, as long as you have Tom Brady at the helm of your football team, you can never discount it. See the big things that he did with the Patriots, what he's done with this Bucs team. As long as Tom Brady is at the helm, there's always reason for optimism. All right, once again, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minicast. Once again, save 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. Listen, guys, it's Black Friday coming up. It's Christmas shortly. You spend all the time making sure you look good above the waist. Why not spend extra time making sure that you look good below the waist so when you get busy with your significant other, things go well? All right, my name is Dan Holme. Once again, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minutecast, and I'll talk to you again next time.